Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. News of the first Christmas still hasn't reached everyone in the world. You can help change that. Then a refugee woman in Egypt encounters Jesus in the Bible and in her own health crisis. But first, this Christmas, we remember the gift of Jesus himself, our Prince of Peace, who brought true joy to the world. But not everyone has the gift of knowing this message today. Jeff McClendon with the Alliance for the Unreached says,
while we're enjoying all of our wonderful Christmas celebrations, we also need to remember those who have no clue what Christmas is all about. The wonderful gift that we received at Christmas, the birth of Jesus, the Savior, has not been realized for more than 3 billion people, a third of the world's population.
More than 7,000 people groups have never heard the gospel or even the name of Jesus. That's what the Alliance for the Unreached wants you to hear today. Into this massive gap, God has placed his people and given his great commission. If you know Christ, your life really, really matters.
It always begins with prayer. If you have no idea about how to pray for the unreached, well, first it begins with knowing who they are. And I would like to encourage you to visit our friends at the Joshua Project at their website, joshuaproject.net. Pick out one to begin praying for, even on Christmas Day.
Find your place in his story. Then, a new parent devotional is now available from Keys for Kids Ministries. Parent Minute is a collection of stories and scriptural advice covering a range of topics.
Whether it be your everyday, well, how do I handle my kids when they lie? To what do I do when my kids come out of the closet? Or how do I handle my kids when they abandon their faith?
Author Greg Yoder says the included advice is also grounded in scripture and points families to seek the Lord together.
It's kind of an idea of imperfect parents sharing with other imperfect parents some of the things that we did wrong, but also the things that we kind of did right. And then just using scripture to help define what we do in those particular scenarios.
Yoder hopes more and more parents will understand three things.
Number one, we need to spend time in the Word with our kids. Number two, we need to spend time in the Word with ourselves and with God. Three, being able to use both of those situations to be a light for Christ.
Yoder points to the 4-14 window, the age range in which most kids come to Christ.
We have an opportunity, a 10-year window, to reach kids effectively. And the question is, how are we doing that?
Parent Minute is available in paperback or hard copy on Amazon. And finally, do you remember the story of the woman who just touches the edge of Jesus' cloak and is healed? This story may seem ancient, but the same God who healed in that story is still working today. Eric Wiemet of Uncharted Ministries shares the story of Fatima, a Syrian living in a refugee camp in Egypt. When an Uncharted Ministries worker shared this story from the book of Luke with her, this was her response.
She immediately stands up, leaves this room, and goes out to the line of people, grabs five of her friends from the refugee camp, brings them in, and tells these women, "This man just told me a story from his holy book. And that story is my story, except he got the number of years wrong. The woman in the story was bleeding for 12 years. I have only been bleeding for 8 years.
The similarities between the two women didn't end there.
She bursts back into the room 6 hours later, and she says, "I have stopped bleeding. I have been bleeding for 8 years. I have stopped bleeding. You must tell me more stories about this Jesus."
Ask God to continue work in Fatima's heart as she learns more about him.
And the Lord connects women 2,000 years apart in order to show his love for his people. It's the same God, two different women, the same ailment, and the Lord's the healer of both. What incredible power that has in her life. And then when we tell this story, we are reminded anew that the things of old are still happening.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. On behalf of the MNN writers, producers, partners, radio affiliates, our director Chris Ruge, and executive producer Ruth Kramer, we want to thank you for listening and praying. We're also wishing you a time of rest, peace, and joy today. I'm Jeremy Scott.